This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
So if you're on the fence on whether or not you should get a divorce, we're about to tell you whether you should or you shouldn't.
Yes.
Because there's literally the scientists at Men's Health. Does that work?
Well,
is anybody buying into that?
Sure.
Somebody wrote an article at Men's Health that are there are five signs you won't get divorced.
And these are like really kind of weird.
Very strange. Very telling.
But we all know somebody who got divorced. Can we like run it through this? Because like, I've been divorced.
Yeah, I know you. Well, no, you asked if you're the one that's...
I'm the only person you know who's been divorced.
Well, within the... Yeah.
Within this room. The only person in this room who's been married.
That is true. Yes. Okay.
All right. So number one, these are signs you won't get divorced. You smiled in photos when you were young.
Like, what?
Did you?
I have pictures of me and my sister when we were kids in my house, and I had a lady friend come over, and she goes, wow, you and your sister were really smiley kids. So I guess I smiled a lot. My mom said I had a very pretty smile. So, yeah. Make sure I smiled.
And Amber, I saw your senior picture. You couldn't wipe the smile off your face. Or you're smiling right now as I'm like, giving you an inquisition. You're just a smiley person,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
So.
You smile and pick. Like, that's what you. That was always just my default. Like, you smile in a photo.
Yep.
So just before we went on the air, yeah, I flipped through photos of myself as a child for you guys.
Yeah.
You got less grumpy as time went on. But the original one, I mean, it was a frown.
You
it was a full-on
angry
frown.
My mom literally slammed me down in the chair to take the picture.
Oh.
Because yeah, that was obvious. You looked
wasn't
mad.
Old enough to take the picture. It was a...
It is, what? You had a, oh.
I don't like rehashing this because you usually say it for me. We weren't exactly... affluent.
Oh.
So when it was picture day for one of my brothers,
oh,
you could bring a under sibling in and plop them down and they would just print his photo and your photo.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh.
And I didn't want my photo taken. So she slammed me down. I was not happy.
No, you were like very...
I was. So this is what it says. Those who smile in photos, and this especially applies to women, appear to be more stable and emotionally positive.
Yeah.
And these improve the likelihood of a marriage being stable.
So me and Amber...
Yeah,
the two brain trusts. You can't... All right. Neither of you once lived with another partner.
Ooh.
Wait, neither of you...
So you've got a better chance of not getting divorced if the first person you live with is the person you marry.
That's good.
They're saying that's good. So if you're getting together with somebody, I think you reach a certain age group where that's not possible.
Right.
But I started living with people, like, immediately.
Like girlfriends? Or are we talking like roommates and just anyone?
Like in a relationship.
Okay.
Living.
Like, I've basically lived with everyone I've ever...
Yeah, you're long-term guy.
I'm Johnny Long. Mm-hmm. There was a time where I was living with more than one part. But like...
Oh, my God. How is that even possible? I don't want to know. Forget it. Forget I asked.
I'll explain later. They say if you've cohabitated with somebody else, your chances of divorce escalate.
Because that's not great.
An eye-popping percent. Shows a lack of commitment and ability to end a serious relationship. So if you've already lived with somebody, that was supposed to be who you married. And since you didn't marry them, you're never going to commit.
Oh, that's
so that's not a good one for Amber.
No,
or you. You've lived
I
with
shared
someone.
A dog yeah. with that person, too. Like we had it was like a
who got to keep the dog?
He did.
He got custody.
Did you ever go see the dog?
I haven't seen her.
Oh, wow. Did you say goodbye to the dog, though?
Of course. Okay, good. It was a very, very traumatizing situation, which is how I got my new dog, my dog now.
You literally just went and got a dog.
I was so devastated. I was like, if I don't get another dog, I don't know if my heart will heal. Like, I was so sad.
When Slacker's ex was walking away down the driveway from his house, it was Slacker and their dog together. She didn't even look back.
She didn't look back. I get, but
I don't
you
know how you do that.
Like, she, and Moj was jumping up on the thing to try to get her attention. But I just want to, like, I want to give her, I've thought about this a lot. She must have hated me so much.
Because
there's no way that she didn't love that dog.
Yeah. Right.
But her disdain for me, if, like, I think if I hadn't been standing next to the dog, okay, she probably would have had a moment with
I
the dog.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Yeah.
So I, like, for the longest time, I held a grudge about that. And now, as I heard you tell the story, it's like, oh, you've got a grudge against her that whole day. And it's like, I think it's
like, she didn't even look back.
Right. But that's probably because I was there. I mean, would you want to turn around?
Or it was too painful.
Yeah. It was me.
Yeah.
I would have walked back like I was going towards you, and I would have gone to Mojo. Oh, bye,
oh,
Mojo. No, that would have been deep.
Oh, the deep.
That would have been.
All right, another way, another sign you won't get divorced, you have sons.
Huh?
Right?
They say people who have at least two sons are 17% likely to divorce than other couples.
Why?
Because men are more involved and attached to their marriage if they have sons.
Oh, no.
Wow.
That's a real... No. It's not a thing for me. It's really not. It's really not.
Okay.
I think that's changing. There are a lot of dads. In fact, there is even a hashtag that is pretty popular. It's girl dad. And like, there are a lot of men that I see that are really happy to be girl dads, and they own that title.
Did that start with Kobe?
Yeah.
I feel like that started with
Kobe. It did, yeah.
Wow.
I forgot that was the origination of that. Oh my gosh, I feel so.
It was Kobe because he had three daughters. He just
kept having
daughters.
And he loved it. He was like, I'm a girl dad. 100%. And ever since that happened, that hashtag is trending all over social media. Men are like, here's my girl, good, and I'm playing tea with her, and we love it, good, and whatever.
Because remember, there was somebody, the daughter that perished with, was that Gianna? Was that her name?
Yes.
At some point, she was being interviewed, or he was being interviewed about, doesn't it bother you that you don't have a son to carry on your basketball legacy or whatever? And she was sitting next to him, and she's like, I got it.
Yeah.
And he was like, that's my girl.
Wow.
Because she was a kick-ass basketball player.
Wow.
And she was going to be a legend.
Absolutely. And so he was like, girl dad. So I think Amber's right. That one can...
That's changing.
It really is. But there are a level of archaic men. I mean, machismo, royalty's always been that way.
Yes.
Where it's like, I need a son.
Certain cultures still.
For sure, the Eastern cultures, aren't they allowed to...
Oh,
they are.
Still?
Yeah, I
think
so.
You're not getting the right gender because you're only allowed to have so many kids. So they, yeah. Number four, signs you won't get divorced. You share many of the same Facebook friends.
That's good.
That's good. If you don't have the same Facebook friends, then you're living in two separate, I know that Steve is always like, you got to have your life and she's got to have, and you do, but your Venn diagram should have more of that middle area than the other,
okay,
or else you're, because come on.
Because then, yeah.
Somebody's going to slip into your DM. It just happens. Like, social media is great, and if you're all together and you're putting on a unified front, it looks like you're married. You are married. You're committed to each other. You're overlap. And if you're not overlap,
okay,
you're,
that
it's what
sense.
I said. My lawyer for my first divorce was like, did you combine your checking accounts? And I was like, no. She's like, there you go.
Wow.
You didn't overlap. If
your foot's already out of the relationship.
Sort of. You just never put it in.
Yeah.
Like you weren't, it's like, why weren't you willing to share? You said you were going to be married forever and you didn't, she didn't have it. It's like, well, but
over,
I wrote the rent check and she was like, nope.
Combined.
So Facebook friends is the new checkbook.
Wow.
The last one, you're both active on just one or two social media networks. I feel like that's the same thing, right?
I could see that. Yeah.
How many are you on?
Mostly, well, I guess I'm on three because I'm Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. I'm not active on Facebook. I just sort of have it. And like, it reminds me of people's birthdays, you know? That's really what it's good for.
Right.
But if they have a bunch, then it's, I feel like it's the same thing. It's like a temptation.
If one, in the relationship has a lot more than the other.
Yeah,
one,
if you've got 20, like if I was somebody trying to date Amber, I would be like, it would be a red flag for me that she has such a footprint.
Yeah.
Like, cause dudes, how many dudes slip into your DM on the daily?
On the daily?
It's a ton. Trust me. I'm not saying you're a bad person. That doesn't make you. It's the guys who can't stop throwing their wee-wees at you is the thing. But like if I was married to somebody who was on like four social networks, you got to know.
Yeah.
They don't care about you, Steve.
That's true.
They're like sliding into the DM.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.